Even with hindsight, I believe the Reagan administration was right to assist the Afghans and to drain the Soviet Union's resolve. The Stinger missiles were largely expended in the war or destroyed. Others were bought back. Some were not accounted for, but became inoperative when their unique batteries expired. None were ever used by terrorists, although Stinger became a generic name for shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles around the world. The involvement of the Saudis and other Arab states was also prudent. Not only did it reduce the financial cost to the United States, but it also proved to those governments that we had common goals and beliefs, despite our differences about Israel. The U.S. did, however, make four mistakes during the Reagan administration that affect us today. First, the fact that the CIA became dependent upon the Pakistani intelligence service to aid the Afghans meant that we developed fewer ties and loyalties among the Afghans. Second, when the U.S. engaged the Saudis, Egyptians, and other Arab states in the fighting against the Soviets, America sought, or acquiesced in, the importation into Afghanistan and Pakistan of an army of Arabs without considering who they were or what would happen to them after the Soviets left. The Saudis took the lead in assembling the group of volunteers. The Saudi intelligence chief, Prince Turki, relied upon a man from a wealthy construction family that was close to the Saudi royal family. Turki empowered a son of that family, one Usama bin Laden, to recruit, move, train, and indoctrinate the Arab volunteers in Afghanistan. Many of these volunteers later became the Al-Qaeda network of affiliated terrorist groups. Third, America's quick pullout of assets and resources following the Soviet defeat left us with little influence over or understanding of what happened next in Afghanistan. Pakistani intelligence used its power and influence to bring order out of the chaos through a new religious faction, the Taliban. The Pakistanis also facilitated the Taliban's use of the Arab-Afghan War veterans, Al-Qaeda, to fight for the Taliban. Fourth, the U.S. did little to help Pakistan understand or deal with the corrosive effects on its society caused by the mix of millions of Afghan refugees and the wealthy, fanatic, misfit Arabs who came and stayed. Instead, concerned with Pakistan's nuclear program, the U.S. cut aid to the country. The aid cutoff did not, of course, end the nuclear program. Rather, it ensured that the country that was deploying nuclear weapons was politically unstable and threatened with a takeover by fanatics. In the wake of their Afghan defeat, and, the Arabs believed, because of that defeat, the Soviet Union was now unraveling. Some Afghans and some Arab fighters pondered what you could do with money, Qurans, and a few good weapons. You could overthrow an infidel government. More important, you could destroy a superpower. They just had. It was now 1990.